This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best.
Why don't you run for president? Why don't you and Dice run? Clay Corrigan, the ticket. Clay Corrigan 2020.
That could happen. Yeah. You know, okay, we'll run against.
You can vote for me now.
We're going to run against Robert Ritchie
he'll be like
Detroit senator or whatever.
He'll be like, in the debates, he'll be just like, you know, he'll be like,
I'm over here.
He'll be, my opponent said, I don't know why you want to go and raise taxes. I just thought if we could raise taxes on the poor. Huh? You dunce. We can vote for me now, or you can vote in an hour. Back. Get it? You can go to the booth and vote now, or you can vote in an hour. Back. Get it?
I can guarantee you I'm going to be the last one out of here. Doesn't he say that on that record?
He's like, the Day the Laughter Died.
Yeah, right.
He's one of the greatest albums ever recorded. Of any form, not just comedy. Because this is the thing with that album. We're not just here to talk about it. First of all, do you have Dice's number in your phone? Do you call him? Do you ever call him? You text with him? What do you do?
I can text him right now and see if he gets back to me.
Could you imagine? Because this album, he does The Day the Laughter Died. He's at the peak of his fame. He's playing all these meatheads at Madison Square Garden. He goes and does this show. It just says comedy outside of Dangerfields. Not his fans. He does it at a Christmas crowd in New York. And then these people just come in. And they're not fans of him. And then on top of it, he doesn't do any prepared material. And then he records it and puts it out as a double CD. Where there's stretches in there where it's so quiet. Where he's like, that! That! And then he starts doing this thing, this hour back, get it. Where he runs this thing that is a non-existent joke so far past where a joke should go that it becomes the funniest thing you've ever heard. You know, we could do this fast, or we could do this in an
hour. Back. Get it? Does he ever do that wife voice to you?
He did. He very rarely, but the times that he has done it, I've been like, oh my god, oh.
I just thought we could go look at the tree.
It kind of, oh god.
You want to see the tree? Look out the window, you dunce.
So you texted Dice.
I'm texting him now. You know, I that's why there's like all this silence. You know, because I'm like,
who else do you have on your phone? Who do you got? What else is on? Who else do you have on your phone? James LaGross. You have him on your phone, right?
I do. Should I call him?
He's good. Yeah. Let's see what Dice says. Look, I just want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to Dice. Mike, if Dice calls, hang up on him. You tell him to call back in an hour. If Dice calls, Mike, you tell him you call back in an hour.
Hey, look.
Back. Get it?
There you go.
What's that? Is that the...
This is your book. I signed it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want to see
what
I did?
I do. We have a guest book here. It's signed by everybody who's been on the show. Oh, wow. You drew the Henry Rollins. That's fantastic.
I'm surprised no one ever did that.
No, nobody did it.
I thought that was the whole idea.
Yeah. I've looked into the abyss, and the abyss has looked into me, and neither of us liked what we saw. I see the lines flashing.
Hmm.
Should I pick that up?
Perhaps. I don't know.
Best show. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? It's Andrew Dice Close. Kevin Corrigan is still there.
Kevin's here, yeah.
Kev.
Hey.
How you doing?
It's Milkshake here. What are
Milkshake.
You?
Milkshake. Well, Bruce, he goes, I'm a little shaky. How's it going? What show is this? I don't even know. I saw the number, so I'm just calling.
It's Best Show.
It's called The Best Show. My name's
The Best Show.
Yeah. My name's Tom. I'm the host of it.
Tom, how's it going? What are you on?
We're all over. We do it on the internet, then it's a podcast tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we
cool.
built a studio.
So you just came into New York?
I just came to New York. I got to
I got to
do my end of things tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to
We don't got to wait.
Are you at the airport now?
Tom, wait a minute. Who am I talking?
That was Kevin.
Okay, you're Tom, right?
I'm Tom Sharpling.
Tom Sharpling.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm at the hotel. I'm unpacking. I saw my buddy Shake is on the show, so I'm calling. Are you having fun up there at least?
Yeah, Kevin's going nuts. He's doing all sorts of impressions. He was doing John Lennon in Mean Streets earlier.
That's hysterical. Wait a minute. I got to hear that.
You
don't want to repeat it.
I don't want to repeat it. You know, I'll do a few next time I see you.
You know, Tom, that's how Kevin is on the set also.
Is he starts a thing and then...
You know, when he's done with something, mm-hmm. he's done with it. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, even if I said to him, you know, maybe you want to try this, he goes, no, you're annoying me. He's the best.
I was telling him that.
Yeah, look.
Because we're buddies. We talk to each other where we got it. That's it. You know. Are you going to be, you're not going to be in L.A. on Sunday, are you, next Sunday?
No, I won't be. I'll be here.
Oh, shit. We
watched the last premiere together.
What's that?
We watched the last premiere together.
That's right.
But not this.
And it was like you just appeared. That was the great part about it.
You weren't expecting me. I came over to your place, and we watched the show together. And
that's right. That is correct.
I've seen a bunch of the shows.
And now I'm here, and I got to do all this stuff tomorrow.
Can you say what you're doing, or is it?
Yeah, I got to do Good Morning New York. I got to do. AOL, Bruce is saying talk soup and
talk stoop.
Talk stoop.
Talk stoop. Who's the host?
What show is that? Do you know that, Tom?
Talk stoop. I think that's that one where you sit on the stoop and get interviewed on the stoop.
Yeah, and some hot chick with big tits is going to interview me.
And you're going to be smoking a cigarette?
Of course.
And your fingerless gloves?
That, let me tell you something. I just took out my outfit, right? And you're basically saying it's shorts, like these big jean shorts, with the fingerless gloves, with some kind of stupid boots that I'll wear, and a Still Rebel t-shirt, because they just put their album up on iTunes.
Of course, so you gotta get them out there.
Yeah. Of course I get, no, but now it's time. You know, because people are already seeing our first episode.
That's getting around. It's a great episode.
I saw it. It was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. I'm not, like, computer savvy. You know, I'm waiting for the actual night it airs, but people are loving it, and they're loving my sons are in the show too, Tom. Those are my real sons.
I saw it. It was a good episode. It was a great episode.
Yeah. And they got a band called Still Rebel, and they just put the album up on iTunes last night. So I got to go on these shows and promote everybody.
Yeah.
All of us. You know, especially Shake, the best. You know, Shake, you are going to love yourself. It's amazing that I'm calling you Shake, but that's what Tom called you.
That was your idea to cut it, you know, to abbreviate it from Milkshake to Shake, because you knew I was going to get bothered by everyone I walked by on the street.
Yeah, it was like, why be called Milkshake?
I know, you spared.
Shake is just cool.
You spared me the, you bought me some time there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's hope we buy a couple more seasons of time. You know what I mean? But Tom, you haven't seen the whole season, obviously, but he's just phenomenal this season.
No, he's the best.
The first season, you know, the writers got to get to know everybody, but this season they really wrote his character amazing. You know, and I just love him for the way he does everything.
There's only one of him. There's only one of Kevin.
There's only one of Kevin, and he's great at being Kevin. And he's just a great actor.
But we have this, Dice and I have this Jake and Joey thing, right? Like Raging Bull. This
is, like, you never got me down, Joey. I'll go down for nobody.
Listen, don't look. What do you got to prove? Who are you going to prove? You're going to prove something?
Joey, I don't go down, Joey. I'll take your money, Joey. Wrap it around your hand.
I know. Two more times, right?
Wrap it around your hand, Joey. Don't make me ask you again. I'm your older brother.
Listen, not too many more times, right? Listen. That's the relationship. We capture that, Tom. We get...
Tom, when you do a show, sometimes you don't get close at all with your co-stars or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But immediately, you know... me and Kevin, even when he first came out to L.A. and met the producers, whatever, we're in the street smoking cigarettes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just a great guy and a phenomenal actor.
Do you think he's unknowable, though, ultimately? Is Kevin ultimately unknowable?
Well, he is a chameleon. Wait a minute. I saw him... What was it? Something is playing now. It's just out of my mind, the name of it, that he plays this great role in. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kev? What is not the Netflix show, something else. A movie that's just playing it through the HBO or Showtime, Bruce. Yeah. But, yeah, he just morphs into anything. Hey, you know, he's a method actor. You know, so when you know that, you just become that, and it's amazing.
Yeah, Strasburg.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Even though we're doing a sitcom, the part he has to play, it's intricate because he created this guy from nothing. you know, yeah. And where he takes it is like you can't figure him in the show.
Yeah. You're
like,
in his
world.
I never
know what angle he's going to come from.
He makes you go to him.
You know what? And I don't mind it because he's great. And when I play against great actors, it's only going to bring my own performance up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, my favorite album of all time, Andrew Dice Clay, is The Day the Laughter Died. It's my favorite album of all time. It's a masterpiece.
That is a lot of my fans. You know, that is the favorite album of fans. You know, and it was done at a time where I was doing 20,000 seats a night, so I really wanted to do something different. You know, just an unsuspecting crowd.
Sure.
And it became the favorite of all the albums.
Was there a...
And I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about on it.
Well, but it feels like you just needed to hear what laughter could be rather than screaming and cheering and just ride that silence and that laughter. And there's something so beautiful about it.
Because when you get to do it like that, it's more about the performance art. And I get to act it out more rather than just rapid fire, you know, comedy. You know, that was the thing that always bothered me with comics is that they really don't understand real performance. Mm-hmm. So after 10 minutes, I would get bored watching comics when I was a young kid. And I wasn't even really that into stand-up. It was more about acting to me.
Yeah, because you started with the Nutty Professor.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All that stuff, to Jerry Lewis and to Travolta, and then developing myself as a performer. And to me, it was like going to acting school every night playing in a comedy club.
Yeah.
You know, and there were people that, you know, of course, didn't get it. But, you know.
What are you going to do?
I've done over 12 million people in concerts, so I think a lot of people get it.
An hour back, do people scream that out to you?
Sometimes they do yell that shit out.
That is the greatest 6 minutes on any comedy album.
Because it was all about the timing and the laugh, not about the bit. And the people that album went gold in 3 days. That's how fast that out. And then it went platinum. But like, I couldn't even believe that. But I had a sense of the fans and how they liked the oddball shit. Rather than just real solid bits. Like, I love going off the cuff. And in this day and age, I don't even think about my show till I am on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I enjoy doing. More, you know, playing it out almost like a one-man show.
Yeah. Well, it's speaking of show, your show's this Sunday. I know it's late. Everybody's got to go to bed. Busy
Who
days
cares?
Tomorrow.
I haven't slept in 40 fucking years. So, I'm not worried about that.
All right, I'm just looking out for Kevin. Kevin looks a little woozy.
He's not going to sleep now, trust me.
Kevin's, you know, Kevin's looking a little...
When Kevin got done at the end of the day, his day first began.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's the best. And we had a lot of fun this season.
Yeah.
I like that. I love shooting in Vegas. A lot of fun.
I can't wait.
You know, it was a grueling schedule, but we did it again.
Tropicana.
Yeah.
Tropicana.
Was Tropicana better than Treasure Island?
You want to know something? I was just there this weekend. I had to perform for 3 nights there this weekend.
At the Laugh Factory.
Weekend. At the Laugh Factory, that's right, the famous Laugh Factory at the Trop.
A friend of mine, went to say hi to a mutual friend at the Comedy Store, and you were talking to that friend, and he walked over, and you said to him, "Walk away."
I wish you said to me, before you said those two words, and my manager will love this, who's sitting next to me, tell me what you said to his friend. And I would have said, walk away.
Because he was like, he was going up to say hi to Bobby Lee, and you were like...
I just don't like strangers, Tom. What am I going to tell you? I was taught when I was a kid, don't hang around strangers. So when a stranger comes over to me, I tell him, walk away. I don't know you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Listen, I love to perform, all right, Tom?
Yeah.
And I tell my own audience this. When I'm in front of them, I go, listen, if you see me in the casino after the show, don't come over to me. I don't want to take a picture. I don't want to get to know you. I don't want to hear some dumb fucking story about me from 30 years ago. I don't need to meet you. I will give you everything I got right now, but I don't want to hang out. You're strangers, and that's it. And I just love to make them laugh. That's just the way I am.
You did your part. What is it? So, Wilt Chamberlain had a thing where a coach was trying to get him to play hard and practice. He said to the coach, you're going to get it from me once. Do you want it in practice or do you want it tonight during the game? You tell me which one. You tell me which when you want it. You're going to get it once.
That's the kind of performer I am. I just want to get up there and do my thing. I don't rehearse my bits. I don't practice. Three quarters of it I come up with on stage. You know, and a friend of mine that works for me is, he was Buddy Rich, the greatest drummer that ever lived, was his son-in-law. Mm-hmm. And he's a great jazz drummer. And he would tell me, you and Buddy would have got along so well. He goes, because Buddy would never rehearse either. And the guy I'm talking about, his name's Steve Arnold, he would rehearse the band because he's a great jazz drummer. Buddy would actually tell him, if you want, you rehearse the band. I don't rehearse. I don't play other than when I'm on stage. You know, and that's it. Certain performers are like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting backstage going, oh, what bit should I use? I'm thinking, I can't wait to see what I come up with for them.
Sure.
You know.
You get to watch your own show then. You're entertained by it as it's happening.
Yeah. I'll take a hit of pot, and I'll go up, and that's it. Done. Lights out.
Well, I can't wait.
You know, at some chick in the front row, married 25 years. I go, you want another 25 years in the elevator when he's all over you? Just go with it. Let the eye in the sky look at you. Now you're in the hallway. He's feeling you up. And that's allowed because Trump made that a law that you could, like, finger chicks if before he became president, said, you see a girl, you could grab a pussy. It's like a law now. So everybody's now watching in the hallway. You get it to the room. She's sucking on your dick like it's a lifeline as you're dragging it through the living room. Now you get her on the fucking bed, right?
Yeah.
You know, with the heels, mm-hmm. like, coming off the floor a little with that big fat bumper sticking up in the air. Mm-hmm. Now you get a missionary smile.
Oh, yeah.
Now you maybe boomerang fuck her a little bit. One leg up, belly full of milk.
Sure.
Lights out.
Yep. That's a story of my life.
You know.
All right.
You know, because to sit and talk to them, I want to tear whatever hair I got left out of my head just to have a conversation.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
When a guy says move in,
mm-hmm.
it's the worst possible thing he can ever say. Because now you're living in that same apartment or house. And if it's a rainy day and you got to pass him 10 times, I got to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Can't we just wave?
Yeah.
Can't we nod at each other?
Yeah.
Midnight blowjob upstairs.
Yeah, see.
I left you the note.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'm right there with you.
I'm telling you.
I hear you loud and clear.
It's just a certain logic I have. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No. Kevin's shaking his head no. I'm shaking my head yes.
Maybe that's why every marriage and fiancé and girlfriend I ever have is not with me anymore. Yeah, and that's why I say to an audience that the minute you say hello to a girl, remember, it's the beginning of the beginning of the end of the relationship. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And people look around like, really? And I'm like, just think about it. Look at whoever you're with and try to figure out, did I ever date or marry anybody before this person? And you'll know just how fucking right I am. Mm-hmm. So get your fucking money's worth.
My producer is waving at me and telling me I got to wrap it up. I wish I could keep going.
Well, then that's what we got to do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you checking in. Dice is on this Sunday?
Tommy,
yeah?
Listen, thanks for having me on.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
I love you. You're going to kill it this season. And I look forward to seeing you soon, actually.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for checking in.
Yes.
All right. Lights out.
And there he goes. He hung up. As maybe that is the this is the final episode of the show, first of all, I will say. I'm never doing this again. I'm truly speechless now. I have... Usually words just flow from me. I just now... I don't know if the best show exists anymore, actually, now. I'm not sure what anything is right now. I do know... Hey, Mike. How are we doing?
Did these Beach Boys cards come with gum?
I don't think so. I don't think... I think you would have found some gum in there.
I thought maybe there'd be a... gum for mm-hmm. each pack that you had the...
Wait, who's writing me? First of all, someone sent me a Logan Paul t-shirt to my home, and I want to know who that was. I'll talk about that more next week, if there is a next week. I'm covered in sweat. I've not sweat on this show in...
He is sweating it. It's not even that hot in here.
It's cold in here. I'm drenched in sweat. I've never had less control over my own show than I did for the last half hour. It ran against everything that the show is and has been for coming up on 20 years. In 20 minutes, we said goodbye to all of it. It's unrecognizable. Get out. Mike's in paradise. This is Mike's dream, is that I watched me lose control of the show. All right, I'm soaking wet now. My body is screaming at me. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the best show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the best show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.